At a special city council meeting Thursday evening, the city's appointed technical review committee released its report on dueling designs for a multi-use parking garage. Last September, two parties submitted plans that would include retail and residential space and provide parking for the publicly owned Saratoga Springs City Center. The City Center Authority is pursuing its own standalone parking structure through a separate process. Technical Review Committee member Larry Novick said after reviewing the proposals, he believes neither concept would meet the parking needs of the city center and housing and businesses.
Our committee is unanimously concerned that both of these proposals, which are roughly 600 to 650 spots proposed, are significantly underparked when all of the various parking needs of this situation are taken into account.
The committee also found several other challenges. While an engineering study was not conducted as part of the technical review, the committee said any plans to dig into the surrounding bedrock could be pricey, though not unmanageable. The area in question sits along a fault and is known for its nearby springs and High Rock Park. The committee said it would also recommend a traffic study for both proposals for the project in the heart of the city's downtown. When asked by the city council, both developers said that adding more spaces might be possible. The committee also hoped to see more communication between stakeholders.
The hope of the RFP, as we understood it, was that the respondents would open up a real dialogue with both the city and the city center, and in doing so that they would gain a very strong working understanding of all of the competing parking needs and how they interrelate and how they might be shared. From what we could tell, this did not appear to really occur.
The developers also got the chance to approach the microphone. Jeffrey Hyman of Hyman Hemispheric, the firm partnering with Sequence Development on one proposal, said he reached out to the city center but did not receive a response. Hyman then sent a Freedom of Information Law request for more info. Hyman was questioned by Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan.
After numerous attempts, I didn't get any response, so I did submit a FOIL request, not as an act of hostility.
That just is surprising to me. I would find that surprising that the City Center did not respond to your phone calls or emails at all. You're saying for the record that you emailed them and called them and they did not at all respond to you.
Correct.
Rich DeVito of Paramount Realty Group, who is also seeking to build a mixed-use facility, complained of a lack of information shared by Saratoga Springs City Center President Mark Baker.
And I said, well, how did you come up with the number of spaces that you have articulated in your program? He said, well, that's what we think we need between the public parking that's necessary and our private needs. And I said, okay, but that was the end of the discussion, pretty much.
Baker was called up to the council to address the comments by the developers. Baker said he was contacted by Hyman Hemispheric, architect Michael Finney, and Sequence Development CEO Jeff Buell.
One of the organizations, Hyman Hemispheric, did contact me. I spoke directly with Mike Finney the night of their presentation. He asked if he could speak. I said yes. Mr. Buell contacted me. We had planned to meet, and before that could happen, the other partner, Mr. Hyman, did FOIL the city center. We responded appropriately. I did meet with the Paramount Group. It was not quite reflected in the accuracy this evening. It was a conversation that basically said, we don't want you to build what you're doing. Why don't you develop the lot on North Maple?
While the debate continues, a separate organization called Citizens for High Rock will hold its own community discussion on the proposals on Saturday. The group plans to give a critical comparison of the two mixed-use proposals against the city center's own design, as well as take public input. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.